This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Once they've got the technology basically down, maybe the key question for AI companies is to anthropomorphize or not to anthropomorphize. There is, of course, the very non-human and very technobot-sounding ChatGPT. Google has gone the Shakespearean route, naming its AI interlocutor Bard. And then there's Claude, from a company kind of appropriately called Anthropic. Technology companies and venture capitalists have spent hundreds of millions, maybe billions of dollars developing their AI products. Now, of course, they have to persuade us to use them, and step one is finding the right name. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Long before ChatGPT, even before Alexa and Cortana and Siri, the AI most Americans knew on a first-name basis was...
Watson.
Watson, the IBM supercomputer that destroyed Ken Jennings and the rest of the meat puppet competition on Jeopardy back in 2011.
Watson.
Who is Henry VIII?
You are right again. Watson.
What is the elegance of the hedgehog?
You are right.
Dave Ferrucci led the team at IBM that developed Watson when he wasn't in one of the many, many meetings with the marketing team.
You don't realize how much consternation just goes into this naming thing.
Ferrucci remembers rounds of debate between a few names. I bet you can guess one of the other leading candidates.
People were talking about Sherlock.
Sherlock, of course, is the titular star, the brilliant one, the guy who actually solves the murder. And that's not really the role Ferrucci envisioned for AI.
I like the notion that computers were helping humans make better decisions and helping humans collect the facts and things like that.
Watson was impressive, but this new wave of generative AI tools can do a lot more, write legal memos, win art competitions, which presents some dilemmas for branding teams, lean into the power of the tech, or reassure anxious customers that you're here to help them, not replace them. Katie Steinmetz is a project director at Catchword Branding.
So on the one hand, you have something like Microsoft has Copilot.
Copilot is a new AI tool for Word and Excel.
It's Copilot. It is not Autopilot.
And on the other hand, you have consulting firm McKinsey's AI service, Quantum Black, a name that says, we're like Skynet from the Terminator movies, only more terrifying. Steinmetz says the decision to use a human name can make your AI sound more relatable and friendly, but it also raises expectations.
It invites you to think about the chatbot as an entity, as an individual, you know, as someone who can understand nuances a human could, and that could be overpromising depending on the company.
She says companies that are christening their AI with human names are increasingly going gender neutral or male. Siri and Alexa were criticized for reinforcing sexist tropes of women as helpers and assistants. The male names have to strike the right tone, though. You're probably not going to see Genghis GPT anytime soon.
I think you look at a name like Claude, right, from Anthropic. I would say it's a kind of gentle male name. If we know any Claude, it's probably Claude Monet. Nice painting, maybe a little too French for you, right? But it doesn't at all sound threatening.
There's another dimension to choosing a human name tech companies have sometimes neglected, the actual humans.
It got a lot easier at some point to go by Lex. There's a certain point where you want to stop hearing the same joke about your name.
Lex Vaughn is a writer and editor of The Needling, a humor website in Seattle. But back in 2006, when we first became friends, I knew her as Alexa. That was well before things like this started happening.
I've had friends, you know, like FaceTime their kids when they're visiting me, and they think I am the Alexa.
While it was funny to tell kids to ask her anything, it slowly dawned on Alexa that a whole generation would associate her with a digital servant. Alexa switched to Lex a few years ago, and it's working for her. Well, at least for now.
Don't get mad at me. Part of the reason I reached out to you specifically, I'm going to forward you something. And I just want to get your reaction to this, okay?
Oh, boy.
Read it out loud.
Okay. Hey, yeah. Matt, you're getting this email because you signed up for Lex. Oh, no.
Lex is also the name of a new AI writing assistant. human Lex won't be using it for her job anytime soon. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.